Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast in the weekend with a shout of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sham on. And this year, once again, Dave Grohl is doing the Hanukkah Sessions, eight crazy tunes from Jewish artists. We're going to feature a couple of his covers today on a Bad Choice Friday. The first being the one and only Barry Manilow. I'd go to Cuba now.
Isn't that their national anthem?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure that's true. Yeah.
That's that. They play this when you get off the airplane and they toss you a baseball bat.
Dave Grohl.
Get in there.
Get in there,
Todd.
Dave covering Barry Manilow's Copacabana, taking on Dave doing Van Halen. On Bad Choice Friday, just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. The poll is up there. One of those two cover tunes coming up from Dave Grohl on the Hanukkah Sessions. Will it be Copacabana or Van Halen's Jump?
The Chanukah Sessions.
The Chanukah Sessions.
Right. Say it right.
Mm-hmm. Our question today, it was a celebration.
Happy Chanukah.
There he is.
Also blank happened. 206-421-RUSH.
I was going to do the Happy Chanukah Sessions.
Happy Chanukah.
But Dave Grohl beat me to it with his eight crazy Chanukah
song. I do remember growing up beside you, Dad. And he wants me to say,
Happy Chanukah.
I don't know what that means. But okay. I mean, he was legitimately so just.
I hope it's not a joke.
Happy Chanukah.
I'm not sure.
You know, it's only a year old now, the Happy Chanukah, because he did that last year, right?
He was so sincere, though. Like,
he really was, man.
Happy Chanukah.
So, there you go.
So the question we asked, what? It was a celebration, but also blank happened. What is more celebratory than watching a live sporting event, the home team scores a touchdown, everyone turns around, high-five strangers, right? It's just one of those things. This guy says at a Husky game, I high-fived the drunk guy in front of me after a touchdown, and he fell into the next row below.
Oh no. Oh, no. That's not good.
Sorry, man. That is awesome. Hello, Noah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so this happened. This was on 4th of July earlier this year. This back when I was stationed in North Carolina with a couple of my boys. And we were out celebrating in Wilmington, right?
All right.
And, you know, we're hitting all the bars, doing karaoke, having a great night. And, yeah, my friend Seth ends up just getting plastered beyond recognition. And so it gets to the point where we're pretty much barred from everywhere because he's with us. So we're pretty much calling our quit. And this guy picks a fight with these three who he thought were security guards, but they were actual cops. They got called on us for being too loud. And they got him for, you know, trespassing because he wouldn't leave the bar.
All right.
And then they tackled him and took him in right there.
Did he spend the night in jail?
Yep, I had to bail him out the next morning.
How much did that cost you?
Hungover. I went early in the morning and I went to breathalyze to get him out, and I was still blowing positive, so I had to come back until, like, I think it was like 6 o'clock.
So wait, is this a North Carolina thing? I don't know. Can I not post bail for someone if I am legally drunk?
Yes, exactly. I guess it's a North Carolina thing. Never heard of it before, but yeah.
So when you came in,
I wouldn't be shocked if that's not.
But like, and I'm just saying that because do they tell you this in advance? In other words, Ted goes to jail. Hey man, just get my ass out of here. No worries, right? I got $500. I'm still messed up from the night before, and even like I did not drive here. I took an Uber. I'm here to. But they will not accept. They will not accept that to get Ted's ass out of jail.
Yep, that is completely correct.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that they smelled the alcohol on you, or do you think that you were noticeably inebriated?
Well, I mean, this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. All this happened at 4, so it's 4 hours later, and the cops that arrested him are the ones at the main desk, so I think that they knew that I was with them, and I probably looked pretty rough.
Okay.
So,
well, you know,
I just like the way you said that. I probably looked pretty rough.
Here's the truth of the next morning. The next morning, if you wake up and you say out loud while you're going to the bathroom or walking around, "I think I'm still drunk."
Yeah,
you are.
Oh yeah.
If you think you're still drunk out loud, if that's the thought going through your head, chances are you're 100% correct.
That's why it crossed
the
hangover
hadn't even set in yet.
I've
had days like that, even at work, man. And people are like, "Are you hungover? You were killing it last night." I'm like, I'll probably hung over around 4 because I am still pissed drunk. Like, I mean, hangover is not here yet. All right, let me ask you something, man. You said you celebrated July 4th of this year in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
How hot and humid was it in North Carolina?
Oh, man, I want to say it was in the upper 90s.
Yeah.
And humidity is like 100%.
That's what I'm thinking. Once you said that, I'm like, I don't want to be there, man.
People don't realize that in those instances, for like 2 or 3 months during the summer, you will lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Just sweat.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even think about it because, you know, we don't sweat a lot out here unless we make ourselves do some type of physical activity.
Right.
There, you just walk outside to take out the trash. You come back in. You are covered in sweat. You know what I mean? It's a completely different ballgame. I used to sweat almost every single day for about 5 or 6 months. Whether that was going to the gym, but that was just weather related.
It's a guarantee. We went there over the summer, late August, took the kids back there to see D.C., Baltimore, whatever. And I always forget how miserable it is during the summer, right? You don't think about it because I'm used to being here now, man. We got off the plane. I mean, the kids already look irritated. I'm like, don't start because it only gets worse. And then we explain because we started off in D.C. And one of the differences between D.C. and most major cities, but especially Baltimore in this case, is that D.C. does not have any tall buildings because of the mandates about making sure the Washington Monument is seen from everywhere, right? Doesn't sound like a big deal, but you realize in the summer, when it is balls hot outside, shade is a huge, huge thing. There is no shade anywhere in Washington, D.C., right? And the city is sprawled out. It is designed for you to walk around. And so you're trying to take them to the Smithsonian, the zoo, all this crap, man. It was so goddamn hot. And I just kept looking at the kids like, don't even tell me. I know you're hot. It's hot everywhere. I'm standing 5 feet away from you. Do you think it's cooler where I'm standing? No, it is not. I'm hot. You're hot. Yep. We're all miserable. I know your back's itchy. That's the sweat rolling down it. Don't worry about it.
I know. Look, my uncle, same uncle who went to the strip club.
It was a good looking one.
We met up in Alabama to play the Robert Trent Jones III Trail, where you drive to different towns for a week and you play different golf courses.
Who is Robert Trent Jones
III? He's just a golf course designer.
Okay, all right.
So he designed
all these
golf courses.
He's a famous golfer too, right?
I believe maybe his father was or his grandfather was, but he's the third one. Anyway, it is freaking 92 degrees. It is human. I lost 13 pounds in 1 week.
I had to
buy two new pairs of shorts, all right, at the end of the week because my pants kept falling down. They were so gapped that even they just looked stupid, right? I still have those two pairs of shorts.
You can't even get them.
I'm not even close to being able to get them. I don't know when I'm going to wear them again unless
Alabama.
I go back down there at the end of the week. You don't realize how much you sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Until you go someplace that's just that hot, man.
It's the same thing like when we go to those tailgate tours. Like the hottest one was Knoxville. But I mean, we drank all weekend, right? But to the point of like you're sweating so much. Like
it doesn't really affect you.
Yeah, it's almost hard to get just beer.
And you start getting angry. Why am I not drunk?
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, too, is like when it's that hot, especially in the South, like they get some barbecue. Like, man, I don't know if I feel like eating.
No, you don't. It's too hot to eat.
Spicy meal, man.
It's too hot to eat.
Right. Then you go inside and they're blasting AC. And you're like, I need a hoodie.
I know. I'm freezing because you have so much sweat. You're drying your clothes out with air conditioned 65 degree air.
That was always the thing of like at the beach, right? People be sitting inside, like air conditioned on. You got your sweatshirt on. Then you're like, ah, I'm going to go out on the deck and drink a beer, smoke or something. And you're just like, oh, God. Why did I leave the comfort of that air conditioner?
It's a wall.
Even smoking. And I'm a smoker, you know. You got to smoke outside. It's the rule. No big deal. We're staying at the hotel. I'll be right back, babe. I'm going to go smoke. We're right on the water. I'd smoke like half of it. I'm like, it's not worth it.
No.
This is awful.
It was a celebration, but also black happened. 206-421-RUN.
Oh, somebody points out, D.C. was also built on a swamp. That is a fine point, and let me tell you something. It feels like it was built on a swamp.
It's built on a swamp, and I think it's the Capitol, right? Can't be nothing can be taller than the Capitol.
I thought it was Washington. Is the Capitol taller than the Washington Monument? I think it's the Washington Monument.
The monument's taller, but I'm pretty sure that's why, like, the
you
building...
can't even build higher than the Capitol.
Correct. But, like, okay. The building I worked in, which was 6 floors. The 6 floors where the president of the AFL, everybody's up there. But, like, nothing's over that height.
I'm going to say the tallest buildings are by story, and they're 13 stories. So when you go to, you see all these buildings are the exact same height, and it's just, that is as tall as they can be.
Yeah, because when you go to, I mean, I remember as a kid going to Baltimore, and it seemed like they had the biggest skyscrapers I had ever seen.
And they really don't.
No, they don't.
But they're tall enough to give you shade.
Right, compared to D.C., they're massive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the World Trade Center is like 14 stories.
It's actually 517 feet, I believe. Still a teeny tiny pathetic thing. Hello, Caitlin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
We're doing great. It's a positive Friday, Caitlin.
Hey, I agree. Okay, I think you guys are going to love this one. First of all, it takes place in Alaska, in Fairbanks, in February, where there's literally 3.5 hours of daylight.
Fun.
Literally. Oh, yeah, it's great. So my best friend slash roommate and I, we ended up having the same day off together, and it's a Wednesday, midweek, whatever, kind of sitting around, and we're like, what do you want to do? And she looks at me, she's like, you want a martini? And I was like, yeah. Granted, this is 10:30 in the morning. So we throw back a couple of martinis, and then she calls up Steven. Steven is a flaming gay hairdresser slash makeup artist, and she's like, bitch, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. She's like, we're going out. So this is around noon, and he was like, okay, well, I'm inviting people. We're like, okay. So he invites two of his friends. One is literally like an Alaskan bush guy. Like, big, rough.
What's his name, Roger?
And the other... No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, I don't even remember his name. It was like the first time I'd met him.
Okay.
And then the next guy was a lawyer. So we started out at the bar that I worked at. And then we spent the entire day drinking. And we went and hit... about 3/4 of bars in Fairbanks. Now, if you know Fairbanks, that's a huge deal. that's a huge deal. It's like you walk 10 feet, there's a bar.
I can believe that, because if you're in Fairbanks, mm-hmm. I feel like I would need a drink.
What else are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. Well, and of course, it's like 40 below. So, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? Anyway, so the last place we end up is the Botel. Now, this bar used to be a boat that sat on the river until the flood and then ended up on land, and so they just built up around it and kept it open. Anyway, nothing good happens when you end at the Botel. And so we're all sitting there and everything else. Steven's driving. Why the hell any of us are driving is beyond me. I mean, there are cops that passed us, and because I worked at the bar, I knew the cops. So I, like, waved. I'm like, we're good. And they're like, okay. And I'm just like, okay, well, we're good with that one. And anyway, so we're playing pool and everything else. Somehow we got Garrett, Meredith and I got Garrett to start making out. And so she, like, throws me on the pool table and we just start going at it. And then we got done. We had some more drinks and everything. We go into the girls' bathroom because we got to go, right? We can't get our pants. Well, Meredith can't get her pants down. So I go into the bathroom. Trying to pull her pants down because she has a broken wrist. So I'm pulling her pants down. Finally got them down. She went to go sit back on the toilet and she fell backwards, knocked off the top of the toilet and shattered in the bathroom floor. I turn around and I try I try to like leave the bathroom and I'm like, face plant, big old black eye the next day. Anyway, that's when they decided that we were cut off, and this is about 1 o'clock in the morning, so we've been drinking for over 12 hours anyway. And so Steven's like, okay, let's go. And so we go back to Steven's place, and then we, like, and Meredith and I were in, like, stiletto heels. We got all gussied up because there's nothing to get gussied up for up there. And all of a sudden, like, Steven pulls into the driveway, and we see Mama Gary, that's Steven's partner. And he's looking at us. He's like, bitch, tell me you did not just try it. And Steven looked at him and did the whole head stamp with the hip. He's like, bitch, please. That's a perfect parking job. Anyway, so then.
Literally a perfect job.
Literally a perfect job. So we're all sprawled out around the living room. We wake up. And, you know, and I'm 24 at this point in time. Like, and I had only been divorced for a couple years and all this stuff. And,
typical Alaska stuff. I've been married 5 times.
Right.
Divorced for a couple years.
Right.
Jesus.
I've only been married once, and I'm in my late 30s now, so it's good. Anyway, and so, like, we wake up, and Steven's, and, like, hung over as hell. And Steven looks at me, he's like, girl, you need to smoke. And I was like, well, I smoke cigarettes. I know you know that. And he's like, no, you need to smoke some pot. It'll get rid of that hangover. No, it didn't. And so about 2 hours later, when we're all kind of like semi up and moving, Steven's like, bitches, we need Bloody Marys. And so we literally go to the liquor store down the street. We buy a bottle of vodka. We buy a big thing of V8 juice. And we head to Chita Hot Springs. And we are drinking Bloody Marys all the way there.
See, this is why I don't want to live in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Because what this tells me is there's literally nothing to do.
You think the story continued?
I think it's going to be the same thing that happened the day before, because they're just going to get as drunk.
Another day.
I mean, it's a Groundhog's Day.
That's another day.
3.5 hours of daylight. Mm-hmm. It makes you crazy.
I'd like to drink with her.
Would you?
I would.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I would start. I would do the first half of the pub crawl. Then I'd be like, Ted, dap up. You're on your own, bro.
Yeah.
So you make it through half. All right.
I think there's more good-looking men in my Alaska experience than there was one good-looking woman.
Well, between her talk and your talk, like, is Anchorage a gay hotspot I don't know about?
She was in Fairbanks.
Or Fairbanks.
I don't know. My bad. What I mean is, like, do we even see one attractive woman the entire time we were there?
We did, but she was not from Anchorage.
Huh.
You remember that?
No.
It was like, we're chatting her up, man. And she's like, oh, yeah. I can't remember what state she came from. But it was not Anchorage,
okay,
Alaska.
Right. Like, Trust me, there's some hotties in Alaska.
Yeah, not where we were. It was a celebration, but also blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room is in progress.
Ted versus the FCC. Coming up after emails on our question, Men's Room Blank Style. It was a celebration, but also blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Joel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Oh, excuse me. Here's me, here's you. It may we never disagree, and if we do, here's me and the heck with you. I got a story about someone getting promoted. It was a celebration until I'm stationed in South Korea back in 1997, and my roommate gets promoted, and he's so excited. And, you know, a little backstory on him. He's from Tupelo, Mississippi, and he said the best thing that happened to him was getting his GED and joining the Army. And now he's promoted, and he's all excited. All right. So five of us all get together, and we decide to go do a pub crawl. We're hitting a couple bars here, a couple bars there, and we end up over at this Hoff House. They have Juicy Girls. We're sitting down, and we order a kettle of soju. And then we have another round of soju and another round of soju. And he starts getting frisky and says, you know what? I'm going to pay for one of those Juicy Girls. And we start going around the table and paying for everybody individually. Well, you know, heck, I'm promoted. I got the money. I can back it up. Well, he hasn't gotten his first check from his promotion, and he runs out and comes to my turn. Well, the night starts to wind down a little. We all been drinking soju, and then I stand up. Well, I fell down right between the two tables that I was sitting in front of. Just Hollywood style. The tables go flipping, and the UPs end up taking me to the front gate.
You actually flipped both tables?
Well, I broke one of them, then the other one fell over, but I fell right in the seam where we pushed the two tables together so we all could sit around the tables.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember hitting the ground and never passed out. It's just, the soju, if you don't know what it is, it's like a sake or a rice beer, and it's, you know, you're fine sitting there. I'm feeling a little tipsy, feeling a little buzzed, but I'm like, all right, well, let's go. And just as I stand up and reach in my pocket, it's like,
yep. Does soju even taste good?
It's delicious.
Is it?
Yeah, well, there's different versions of it.
It doesn't taste good, but it's not mixed.
Okay.
Well, you can get some that are pre-flavored and stuff, but that's what I've heard from every military person and then my Korean friend. Like, you got to be careful.
Okay. First time I heard about it, Krista, the sister, a couple years ago.
She brought us some.
Right. She came in town. She said, Steve, I guess she worked for the Department of Defense. So she's over there with the military, and she came back from Korea, and she's like, have you heard of soju? She's a strange bird, to put it mildly, but I'm like, no, in fact, I have not. She's like, you got to try it. Right, she brought that stuff in, and I'm like, I see what you're saying.
Sake knocks me on my ass, speaking of rice wine. I mean,
I don't even like the taste, but it does.
It does not really fill you up. It doesn't really fill your stomach.
It's a temporary.
I don't get rolls. I normally just get nigiri, so it's like I'm just eating fish and a little piece of rice.
You know? Right.
And so, a couple bottles of that, man, and I'm not used to drinking wine. I'll stand up and go, oh, God, man. This is a different buzz.
Soju is just Korean. Mm-hmm. But go to a real Korean fried chicken place, like Stars in the Sky up in Edmond. And you get towers of beer, cheese corn. You're eating all the fried chicken. And then, they just come over with the soju. Like, after a while, somebody's like, stop. Don't order more of that. And I was like, this stuff's delicious.
Mm-hmm. So, wait, do I need to order more or do I need them to tell them to stop? But like coffee at a diner.
No. You got to order more. But it's so good. Like, they have certain flavored ones that were so good, you just naturally, you'll keep ordering. And then you get towers of beer on the table, but it's only little, like, 8-ounce cups.
Okay.
Because they never want the beer to go cold, right? And you got to, the whole thing is, like, in that culture, is like you're eating and drinking. Like,
sure. What's the name of this place again?
Stars in the Sky.
Okay. In Edmonds.
Yeah.
All right.
It is. I mean, it's authentic.
I've heard a lot of people try to sell me in a lot of restaurants. As soon as you said that, I'm like, I want to go there.
Oh, it is so much fun, man. They even got, like, the private karaoke rooms in the back.
Okay. I will not be a part of that, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, shout out to my buddy Arthur. He showed it to me.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So this celebration takes place on my wedding day.
All right.
And so it was during COVID. So we were able to get a venue right before most of the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
But the reception had to take place in my parents' house.
Yay.
And we had about 40 people or so come to the parents' house. And food was good. Everything was good when we first showed up. But then my sister started taking over the music and stuff. And we're like, well, this is our wedding day. Like, we want to listen to our music and, like, have a good time. And
wait, what kind of music does your sister like? What kind of music was she trying to put on?
she was trying to put on some lovey-dovey country stuff, and we're at the point where it was time to party. So we wanted to upbeat, some rap, EDM, like all everything in between.
Right.
So anyways, she got ticked off by that, and she began to drink. And next thing you know, she's by far the drunkest person at this reception. And that led to her becoming very, very blacked out. And next thing I know, she's... So my parents only have two bathrooms, and we have about 40 guests. She proceeds to go into one of the bathrooms, lock herself in to take a bath.
Okay.
And nobody was able to... So that means now 40 people are in, can only use one small bathroom located in the house.
All right.
And next thing you know, she finally gets out, and she tried... We had my dog over with us and a chocolate cake. Next thing we know, she sets her cake down right where the dog can get it. And needless to say, I got over there quick enough. But, yeah.
Did she ruin the whole experience, or was it just this thing you kind of had to keep an eye on the whole time?
Oh, no, she ruined it.
Okay.
Everybody got pissed off.
Are you still married?
Oh, we are happily married over a year now.
Is your sister ever invited to an event again?
Hell no.
Really? So have you had that conversation with her, like, look, this ain't happening again?
Oh, I have. It went nowhere. She thought she did nothing wrong.
But what about with the holidays coming up, right? Because now you got some of that obligatory family time. Are you going to be seeing your drunk-ass sister over the holidays?
Probably not this year.
Okay.
In due time, but probably not this year.
All right. That's family, you know.
That's the worst.
Not family for me, friends. Right. So my friends, as far as I don't have a family member that I need to babysit. You know what I'm saying? I would be the member of the family that would do that. You know, like, there's nobody else who would get to the level that I would in my family.
I'm better around
family.
My dad,
yes.
Because my family, the family members that are going to F up, you know they're going to F up. So it almost ruins my time preemptively because I dial it back a little bit because it's not just me, my mother, but we all have our eyes on these different people, right? Believe it or not, I'm not that bad at family functions, but you keep your eye on these people. And the difference is, no matter what happens, no matter how bad it gets, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they've stolen, accidentally burned down, no matter whose car they crashed, you can yell at them, you can do all these things, and in the end, it's like, and you're still related.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you will see them again. I will see them again, you can't escape, and they're going to do the same goddamn thing again, and most of this would be on the Texas side of the family, so anytime we go to Texas, this is true, all right? If we go to Houston, Texas, we try not to really tell anyone until about one day before we go because they're very open arms. But if you give them like a week's notice, they throw together like a 200-person party. And it's but it's all family and it's all these cousins you didn't know that you're related to. You all look the same, mm-hmm. right? So the last time we went, it was a last minute thing. It wasn't last minute for us. It was last minute as far as they knew. Within one day, they organized a party with 80 freaking people.
Damn. Right. So you can't avoid it.
It is impossible. But that is 120 people less than it would have been if we gave them. No, I'm not making this up, man.
Because they didn't have enough food.
They all show up with food. Because in Texas, at least in Houston, you show up at someone's house, they can say, man, we didn't know you were coming. We feel bad. All we have are leftovers. They have more leftovers in their fridge than they have, like, store-bought stuff. And again, it's just ribs, brisket. That is the only thing these people eat, which is fantastic. It's delicious. But the problem is when you get that many family members together, whatever their internal issues are, because they all live in Houston.
Yeah.
Therefore, they're in close proximity. Therefore, they have problems and they've had that I know nothing about. But you go there and maybe 2 hours into an otherwise pretty good experience, you start to see who has a problem.
Yeah.
And it becomes a thing.
It's a damn, as far as food goes, when I go back home to West Virginia, the relatives that I have there, if you were to say, Miles, can you put that stick of butter back in the refrigerator? I will open up the refrigerator door and stuff will start falling out of it.
Right.
I won't even have, there's no room on the doors. I mean, to the very back, it is absolutely packed with food. The freezer.
But it's food they've already made.
By the way, they've got another refrigerator in the garage.
That's where we put the groceries.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's like, what do you need all this food for? Like, what is going to happen? Like, this is all going to go bad. There's no way that you could eat this in the time where it won't expire. I mean, it's insane how much food they buy.
Is it that they bought like or made?
There might be. You just, I mean,
other than eggs and a carton of milk, everything has been made already. And it, like I said, it's so
insane.
Delicious.
Insane.
But I mean, goddamn those people. To give you an idea, my cousin, he is 9 years younger than me, whatever. So he is now a grown man. He is ex-military. He is married. He now has 4 kids. He had 3 at the time. And he just bought a house. All right. And I go to see his house. Now, I am staying with my Aunt Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard, oh, little Sam, by the way, is like 6'5", 240. Little Sam, he bought himself a house. You should go check it out. I'm like, yeah, just let me know when. We'll hop in the car. Oh, he lives across the street. He literally lives. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I didn't know. He's like,
I didn't know.
He didn't. He's like, I knew. I was in the same neighborhood as Aunt Fran. But keep in mind, in Houston, the neighborhood is the size of downtown Seattle, right?
Right.
And he's like, got the address, looked at the house, and he's like, after I bought the house, I realized I was directly across the street. So he said, what sucks now, and this is what I mean, where you create family drama when you live around families. Like, I'm sitting outside, 10 o'clock at night, I'm on my front porch, I'm hanging out with my buddy, we're drinking beer. It's no big deal. We're just doing what guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt will walk out of her house holding her cell phone because my aunt is talking to her sister, which is my other aunt, which is his mom. So he's like, my mother did not call me.
Right.
I did not call
but
my
now
mother.
He's going to have to talk to
sister,
his mom.
Right. Like, hey, baby, your mom wants to talk. He's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, dude, how do you live like this? He's like, you just deal with it. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
It was a celebration, but also blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hola.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thanks. Hey, so I'm going to get into it really fast. Sorry about that. I was just dropping my cat off at the vet.
All right. All right.
At the perfect time. All right. So, the bachelor party 11 years ago. Just got done at Elysian Brewing. Had plenty of beers. Got kicked out, you know, as I was being a goofball. It happens. So, decided to hit the strip club up the street a little bit.
I know the one.
Really good time. Got one of those private rooms. Me and my best man, he was buying me dances, and the time slipped away. And I said, you know, I'll cover most of this. And he said, yeah, I'll cover the rest. And then they come at us, and they're like, okay, you guys owe us like $2,000. And we're like, whoa, all right? And so I was like, I look over to him, and I said, all right, man, I got this. Why don't you just go ahead and take off now? He's like, okay. So he's good apples out of there, you know? And I go down to them and I say, hey, you know, I got $500. I can't pay you the $2,000. And they were, you know, irate. And they're like, all right. And so these three big guys, they pull me out back, you know, they're about to rough me up something fierce. And I know it's coming. You know, I've seen all the movies. And so I say, all right, guys, just not in the face. I got a wedding tomorrow. And right then, they just dropped what they were doing. They just lost their nerve. They said, all right, just get out of here, kid. Just get out of here.
You know what?
And I was like,
I'm
going to
start using that line.
Yeah, me too.
Like, hey, guys, look, I know I messed up.
I got to go to my mom's funeral tomorrow. Please don't make me look like crap.
Just not the face. I'm going to start using that line all the time.
Anything, you know what I mean?
I would just recommend people don't try that.
Yeah.
No. People are going to get punched in the face.
Have the money.
Right.
I mean, that's what, just don't do things. And I understand when you're hammered, you don't necessarily keep track of your funds so much. But that's why I think
people don't realize, too, like when you get a private room and this and that, like the price.
It already started at $1,000 before you got anything, just the room itself.
Yeah, right. So, there's already, you got to pay to be in there, then, you know, like every dance and then. I don't know if they bring in whipped cream, then they bring in cherries. Like it gets expensive.
Especially in Vegas.
Does whipped cream cost extra?
It does.
Really?
It does in Vegas.
What if you brought like your own ready whip? Like, hey guys, I'm on a budget.
Who gets the whipped cream?
She tells the guy and he brings it in.
No, what I'm saying is the whipped cream comes in. Is the whipped cream on me? Is it on her?
It's on her.
And then so you eat the whipped cream?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you pay for that.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Do you have fondue? I have a thing about women dipped in cheese.
Do you have Cool Whip? Nutella?
Do you have
look, I've been through this when I'm in Vegas when I was like 21.
And then when the bill came, I was like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding.
How much was the bill versus what you had? Like, what was the difference? I mean,
probably $800.
And what do you do? I mean, just like, obviously you have to say, I can't pay this, and then what?
I was lucky enough that she was very nice, and I kind of talked my way out of it. But she took everything. She took everything I did have.
Oh, of course.
And then gave me 20 back and was like,
for cab fare.
Yeah, they were like, there's a limo. They'll take you back to your hotel. Don't do this again.
You know.
No problem.
You are sad when it's like, you can't afford to pay your tab. We're going to, you know what? Keep 20.
Yes, I feel bad.
Well, she was nice. And she, like, look, this is Vegas. She was telling me stories of crazy amounts of money and sugar daddies and this and that.
Like, I ain't me.
Yeah, right? Like, literally, I just won $350 in a hot hand in a dice game, and I'm trying to spend it.
It was a celebration, but also blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So I got two quick side notes, dude. I saw Dave.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Men's room colors. Here are the seven words you can't say.
You will make
radio.
It quick.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Whoops.
My bad.
We got you.
Yeah, you can't say the F word on the air.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Sorry. Dave Grohl, he played with his broken leg, and he was playing just classic rock, and like everybody was like, you know, just keep playing it or whatever. And he just kept playing it over and over, and it was pretty cool. But anyways, and the second note is my buddy called the Advocates after he got into a wreck, and he got like $250,000. And the dude showed up in a Maserati at Starbucks and was like, you're getting paid.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyways, to my story. This happened right before COVID.
All right, you really lost me with the Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what happened there?
Right turn, left turn.
Sorry, but anyway, to the topic in hand, this happened right before COVID. It was my niece's birthday. Anyways, went to Vegas for the first time. My niece and my brother are both on like Adderall, which is basically meth for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they started handing it out like candy. And we went to Fremont Street and did all this and that. And next thing you know, like, so-and-so's winning this amount of money and so-and-so's winning that money. And we're at a bar and we're just chilling. I was doing like a 48 straight. And next thing you know, like, just, you know, hanging out with these girls at the bar. And like, my brother and his wife had a room and I had a room, but they decided to stay at my room. So I went to their room by myself. And next thing you know, I'm sleeping with a porn star, like, in Vegas on my first time.
Who is the porn star?
Dude.
Buster Good.
I looked up her name and her stuff and her videos and stuff, but, dude, I can't even remember. Dude.
It's not really important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the end. Like, good to them. Like, I can't believe you pulled that off.
I mean, I've heard it. I forget who the comedian was, but it was always a good point. Like, why do they all get to be stars?
Yeah.
You know why?
Some of them are actresses. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Jenna Jameson, that's a porn star.
Buster Good.
Right, porn star.
I'm not here to split hairs.
I bet there weren't.
But you were in a porn, right? And then I end up sleeping with it. And maybe you only did three of them. No, that's a porn star to me, homie.
Well, for him, it's a great story. I'm just saying, I feel like we need some distinction there.
I just know I'd watch a video and go, oh, she didn't feel me at all.
Right.
There's no way I sexually satisfied her. There's absolutely no way. She didn't make any of those noises.
Ted versus the FCC on the way and emails on our question. It was a celebration, but also blank happened. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.